This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday, there is, quote, a great deal of pain and suffering, end quote, behind the statistics of the coronavirus pandemic. This as the world heads toward 20 million confirmed cases and 750,000 deaths this week. The WHO chief said while this is, quote, a difficult moment for the world, end quote, there are some signs of hope in any country and that it's never too late to turn around the outbreak. The United States accounts for more than a quarter total infections. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. The United States has the most COVID-19 deaths at nearly 163,000, followed by Brazil with more than 101,000, Mexico with upwards of 52,000, and the UK with more than 46,000. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House would talk to Democrats about a stimulus bill, saying, quote, if it's not a waste of time, we'll do it, end quote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said they were open to starting COVID-19 aid talks after weeks of failed negotiations, prompted President Donald Trump to take executive actions that Democrats argue would do little to ease Americans' financial distress. Discussions over a fifth bill to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic fell apart Friday, 1 week after the expiration of a critical boost in unemployment assistance and eviction protections. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on Monday it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar met Tsai in the presidential office, said his trip there was to highlight Taiwan's success on health, particularly its efforts to combat the new coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. World leaders and international organizations say the $300 million pledge to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by mourning protesters in Beirut. Over 30 participants to an international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for a credible and independent investigation into last week's devastating blast in Lebanon's capital, another key demand of crowds who took to the streets Sunday for a second day of protests. In Beirut, three Lebanese cabinet ministers have resigned, and several others are reportedly considering stepping down. This amid signals the government may be unraveling in the aftermath of last week's explosion. 19 Afghan civilians were killed in multiple roadside mine blasts in Kabul and Kandahar Sunday. Meanwhile, in Kabul, two civilians, including a woman, were killed while security personnel were trying to dispose of a roadside landmine. The civilian casualties happened on a day when Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced he would release the remaining 400 Taliban prisoners, removing the last remaining hurdle to the start of direct negotiations with the militant group. Reducing civilian casualties and working toward a ceasefire is expected to be the highest priority of the Afghan team, a combination of government representatives, other political factions, and civilian society activists, when it meets the Taliban in Doha in the coming days. The two sides are supposed to negotiate a political settlement that ends four decades of conflict in Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be reduced to a number less than 5,000 by the end of November. The reduction in force comment was made by the defense chief in an interview broadcast Saturday on Fox News. Earlier this week, last week, President Trump said in an interview with Axios that he would like to see the approximately 8,600 U.S. troops in Afghanistan decreased by anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000. Britain's border force brought migrants ashore in the port of Dover Monday after picking them up from an inflatable boat as they crossed the channel, the latest in a surge of crossings causing political tensions with France. Taking advantage of a spell of hot weather and calm sea conditions, more than 500 migrants have made it to British shores since Thursday, many in overloaded rubber dinghies. A Reuters photographer in Dover on England's south coast saw a border force boat arriving, carrying a group of migrants wearing life jackets, while a blue inflatable boat was towed in by a separate vessel. British ministers have called the surge in crossings unacceptable. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.